A life hangs in the balance. In the hush of an operating theatre, a Ukrainian surgical team operates on a woman's heart. If all goes well, she'll live many more years. But Ukraine is a country under attack. Assuming the best is something people here no longer do.
Performing any surgery is difficult enough, but imagine doing this, knowing that at any time a Russian airstrike could plunge the operating room, the whole hospital, into darkness.
That's exactly what happened on November 23rd. This video was filmed by the chief surgeon.
Вот так мы сегодня оперируем на сердце. Так сегодня оперируем на сердце.
A 14-year-old boy is in the middle of an operation when Russian missiles take down the power.
Выключился свет. Хирурги оперируют в своих налобных осветителях. Все стабильно?
Да.
Хорошо. Постарайтесь побыстрее закончить. Так что радуйтесь, россияне. Сегодня ребенок на столе. И во время операции выключился свет полностью. Молодцы. Очень гуманные люди.
It's a glimpse of what happens when civilian power systems are attacked. By good luck and the care of Ukraine's best heart team, the boy made it through. We caught up with David just before he was discharged home.
I feel gratitude first of all to God, to the doctors, and I feel joy that all went well. This is a miracle for sure.
David's mom is still recovering too.
When the explosion started and the lights went off, two feelings started to grow. First, appreciation for the doctors working in insecure conditions. They didn't stop. The second was rage, which isn't inherent in me. Because why? What for? Our country is suffering. Our children are suffering. Constantly in danger.
Boris Todorov performed Ukraine's first ever heart transplant and leads the country's Heart Institute. It's ready for the next airstrikes.
We made large supplies of blood, plasma, food and water, fitted all our equipment with batteries so they can work for several hours. Then, after 15 minutes, the generators are turned on, and so we've created a completely autonomous system, like on a submarine.
Like David, Ukraine is battered, bruised, but winning the fight for its survival. The boy, his mom and dad, are leaving Kyiv for their hometown. What they find when they get there will depend on Russia and its missiles. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.